Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience Week 1 DFS show for Saturday on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy. Dominate your draft with the free SGPN Draft Kit. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/DraftKit. And the free roll football contest is back and better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest, and $1,500 is up for grabs in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 1 DFS show. And you know, we already have one DFS show out covering the Thursday and Friday games. Well, this is the Saturday daytime edition. Once again, we will be inviting you to come play. You're more than welcome to come play. Give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Or hop in the Discord channel. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. And if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Come play DFS. It is a lot of fun. Look, if you go listen to our picks episode where we handicap every single D1 football game, we have an FCS episode out, handicap and all that. We love betting all that, but we also love doing some DFS, and that's why we got on here. The DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock given, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man? And you know, you got some music for me? You got a little intro here?
I do have some music because what we do, we like to gamble.
Can you play this music while wearing a Breakers shirt?
I'm counting on most people not knowing that is a Houston Gamblers USFL theme song and just thinking, hey, we're just gamblers, but we are just gamblers. So the shoe fits. But yes, I am wearing a New Orleans Breakers shirt. They are rivals, and you better subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast as well. But we have a loaded slate, man. Saturday morning, a ton of fun.
Well, let's explain that we're going to do it a little bit differently this week because DraftKings right now, Thursday afternoon, DraftKings just made available the Saturday night slate. So we're going to split it up for you. This pod will just be the main slate. If all goes well, if there's not any other incidents in Eagle Rock, then maybe tomorrow we'll have a separate pod for the night slate.
How maybe we could throw in the Sunday slate too. Maybe they'll have Sunday out by tomorrow.
Perfect.
Too.
Where Sunday, it'll probably just be the one game, the showdown, right?
I'm hoping they'll get the Jackson State game in there, but maybe they won't. I don't know.
I think that's wishful thinking, buddy. Be nice, but I doubt it. We'll see. Yeah. I could be wrong.
But either way, excited to bring it to you. And yeah, I mean, we do this all year long, folks. So come check us out. We do it for college football and college basketball. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round. And you can watch this because we're there together as one unit on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Before I hop in there, I do want to get us paid a little bit here. I want to tell you folks out there that the College Football Experience DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Yes, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal. The app is pretty awesome. It gives you player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contest. Yes, they're all here. College football contest. We're giving away $1,500. What are you doing, folks? NFL contest. We're giving out $5,000 and a two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas. Sign up exclusively in our Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. All right, here we are. Here we are.
Ah, beautiful.
Yes, it is time. Hop in. Like I said, we will tweet this out at TCE on SGPN or NC Nick. We'll tweet it out at NC_NICK on Twitter. And I'll try to retweet it from my personal account at the Colby D. But I'm going to kick some ass and I'm starting over there. All right. Quarterback wise. Ooh, did you do two quarterbacks?
I went with one again. This is two in a row. So my Friday night lineup, just going one quarterback. You always do two quarterbacks. I don't think I've ever seen you not do two quarterbacks.
I think it happened a couple times. I think it was I think when we had to play the DFS for the Army Navy game.
Yeah. Okay. But any like, you know, major slate. So I take it you have two again.
I do.
You know, and let's talk about quarterbacks real quick. Did you ever think you would see Stetson Bennett at 9.4K and at the most expensive quarterback on a slate?
They are. I think they're trying to cater to the bozo because he never put up. I mean, look, he played well beyond my expectations in the CFB. Kudos to him. He's a champion. You can never take that away from him. But having him rated above some of these other quarterbacks is laughable.
He did drop 30 fantasy points on Michigan in the semifinal.
Yeah.
You know, against Bama just 13, but, and actually that 30 point fantasy performance of what that was his highest of the whole season.
Yeah. I'll take my chances on some other ones.
There's no way. I don't know who is rostering Stetson Bennett. No offense to the guy. Like you said, he is a champion now, but that's different than daily fantasy. So I just had to throw that out there. I was shocked to see him as the most expensive quarterback.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. So,
all right. Well, you got two. So, who's your most expensive?
I am taking you about a block from here, to the Rose Bowl, where it's going to be hot as shit. I think Bowling Green is going to be able to stay in that game a little bit.
Yeah,
more than most. If you listen to the pick show, I was on Bowling Green in the points. I'm taking Dorian Thompson Robinson at $9,000. I think Bowling Green.
ETR.
Yeah. So I think I'm hoping that I at least get three full quarters out of DTR, and I think that will be enough dual threat. I do expect him to have some impact on the ground.
Line's at what, 24? So you know, if the outcome is similar to the line, you know, that means he's going to play at least three quarters. It's not like it's one of those spreads that's like 35 or 40 or something. Yeah. So I like the play. I think he's going to play the majority of the game. And if he does, I think it makes sense to get pieces of this UCLA offense. I didn't roster him though.
All right. Well, hit me with your QB then.
My one and only quarterback is $300 cheaper. I'm going to take you to College Park, Maryland. Talia Tagovailoa. How's that pronunciation?
He's my second quarterback.
Somebody spent up at the quarterback position.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Look, I see Buffalo fade the Mac. All right. I got DTR against Bowling Green. Tolia Tagovailoa against Buffalo.
I like the philosophy. Yeah.
I love you, Mac, but I just got to fade the Mac right now.
And we should mention Buffalo, Maryland is the highest over under, sitting at 65 on the whole slate. So I think, and I mean, when you look at that, I don't know if you want pieces of the Buffalo offense. You want a terp or two. So you rarely, your usual philosophy is like one expensive quarterback, one cheap one. Did you not like the cheap ones in this slate? People couldn't talk you into perhaps a Phil Jerkovic at 6.3K, Holden Ahlers at 6.1.
No, because what? NC State's defense is supposed to be loaded. Yeah. Jerkovic still, you know, he was injured most of last season, so a little bit of a hesitation there. And I also liked the value plays of the other positions a lot. So that was easy for me to go to expensive quarterbacks.
You picked two that should have monster games. So yeah, I think, you know, there was a couple cheaper quarterbacks who were a little attractive, but I thought they were kind of gambles. So that's basically why I didn't go with one either.
Yeah. So I am so give me your, so that means you went to what, four backs? I have three.
Actually, just no, I did go four. Yeah. So again, almost a very similar lineup to my Friday one. Just one running back. One quarterback, four running backs, three receivers. And I love my running backs here. I'll start with my most expensive guy right down the road from you. That same game you were talking about. You went DTR. I'm going Zach Charbonnet. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The Michigan transfer. Dude was a baller. I mean, we saw him last year, even kind of splitting carries with the other Duke transfer, Britton Brown. But this year, it should be his show. Sure, maybe there's other couple of other backup running backs who'll get some touches, but yeah, he is the bell cow. The matchup is right. And at 7.9K, I think he could have a huge game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I didn't go with him, but it makes sense. Once again, you're fading the Mac defenses. I understand that play. So I went three running backs. My most expensive was 5,400.
Wow, you did go cheap here. Okay, I'm listening. Who is it?
Well, I am taking you 2 hours south to the snapper. Look, Arizona.
I like it.
I think Arizona is going to be way more competitive this year. But if there's one clear-cut weakness on this team, I think it is the run defense. Greg Bell is gone. Chance Bell, the new starting running back in San Diego. He averaged just about 5 yards a carry last year. Give me Chance Bell at 5,400 against the Arizona Wildcats defense.
It's a strong play. I think, yeah, I mean, we know that the Aztecs will want to pound the rock. They're not afraid of having one main feature running back. It should be him. Makes a lot of sense, but I had money to spend at this position. And one of the most electric running backs, I think maybe most of the country hasn't heard of because he was stuck at TCU, was Zach Evans, transferred to Ole Miss. He's 7.8K, like playing at home versus Troy. Zach Evans, I know there's, you know, Ulysses Bentley also transferred in. He doesn't have the talent that Zach Evans does. Expect him to break a couple long ones. Big game for Zach Evans in store. I know you're a fan too, aren't you?
I am, but I was concerned about the Ulysses Bentley play potentially.
If you look at Kiffin, you know, last couple of years at Ole Miss, a lot of guys get carries, but he's also had some really good, you know, rushing teams. Last year, surprisingly, they were more of a running team than actually a throwing team. So there's room for a couple running backs there. And I just think Evans is one of the most talented running backs in the country.
There you go. My second guy, once again, at 5,400, I am taking you to the Alamo Dome. Yes. Look, I get it. I'm going to tell you what I believe is one of the misleading things in college football from a season ago is that Houston's defense is really a top 10 defense. Look, they made the top 10, credit to them, but their schedule, they did not get Cincinnati in the regular season. They did not get UCF. They had quite the easy schedule last season. And when you look at So their run defense started really well. I'm not buying it either, because when you play Texas Tech Air Raid, yeah, sure, I'll give you the Navy one. Most of the teams they played were pass heavy teams. SMU, Memphis, yeah. Even ECU last year was a pass heavy team. So I think there's a little bit of fool's gold there. And one thing I love about UTSA, Frank Harris is solid, but he is not a drop back passing quarterback.
Sure.
They ran Sincere McCormick 298 times last year, right?
That's a lot of touches, a lot of carries.
And what a big offseason move. Traylon Smith was a baller at Arkansas. He was about to go to TCU. I had a few other teams that were very interested in him, major programs. And Jeff Traylor sold him on UTSA, one of the bigger shocking transfer portal gets. I like, and that dome's going to be loud as shit. I even like them to, because one of Harris's things is they throw out of the backfield a lot. I think Sincere McCormick was like the third or fourth leading receiver on the team last year. They throw a lot of screens and stuff. They get creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me Traylon Smith at 5,400 against the Houston Cougars.
I like it again. That's good mid price guy. I did hear it might be a little bit of a committee this year in San Antonio, but I mean he has more talent than the other guys. You expect for him to rise to the top of that backfield. So I like the play, but I'm still spending up here. I actually got three guys between 7.3 and 7.9K. So I'm going all in on running back. I already mentioned the first two. The third is Michigan, Blake Corum, 7.3K.
I thought about it, man. I thought about it.
Right. Again, he has the backfield to himself now with Hassan Hankins on the Tennessee Titans, and against Colorado State, I think Michigan is going to run down throats.
Could they bench him by halftime? Let's paint a picture where they're up 31-3. Yeah, is he playing in the second half?
Strong point. I mean, I think this line opened up at 27. It's up to about 30 now. So compared to our UCLA guys, where that line is like at 23 or 24. You do have to worry about game script here a little bit, but I just think the Wolverines are going to just put up monster rushing yards, and a good chunk of that is going to be Blake Corum.
I mean, I like it. I'll be honest. I had him in the slot at one point, but I was like, these week one teams where they're playing just really low end competition, I can't trust it. That was my outlook.
Definitely a factor.
Well, my last running back taking you to Boone, North Carolina, because I know some people tweeted North Carolina's run defense looks fixed. I would argue. Now look, Gene Chizik, I think, is going to improve that defense. However, Florida A&M had 25 players out, and they didn't have that many offensive linemen, and two got injured in the game.
Right.
they were pulling out. I guarantee you, people that started camp in August, a defensive tackle that was probably playing guard for them by the time that game was going.
And FAMU was still putting up some pretty good offensive numbers.
Yeah. So Nate Noel, 5,300. Why does he get that disrespect still? I get it. Cameron Peoples, Dietrich Harrington, but all in that backfield. But Nate Noel's their starter, projected starter at least. He led the team in rushing a season ago, and I think he's their most explosive back. I will say Cameron Peoples did have the most touchdowns. Because he's the
thunder.
Yeah.
Noel's the lightning, the small, quick guy. Peoples is, you know, the hammer. They're both very good, but I think the presence of each other does limit their potential some. But I mean, each one is capable of a big day, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I like my play there. So you have one more running back?
It's in the same game on the opposite side. I rostered him last week, and he had over 100 yards, a couple touchdowns. It's the true freshman running back for UNC, Omarion Hampton. I know there's a couple guys in the backfield, and you know maybe he played more because they were playing FAMU. But bottom line is, I like what I saw. I think he passed the eye test big time, and I think UNC is going to be wise if they get him touches. And I mean, look, he's 3K. He is the cheapest dollar amount you can get. The same price as last week. He just ran for 100 yards, a couple touchdowns, and his price did not go up. So I like only spending 3K allows me to spend up elsewhere in a game where, hey, if he gets touches, I think he can be productive with them.
Makes sense. And he did jump off screen. The question is once again, 25 players out for Florida A&M, App State. It is a, I think you can make the case that it's a horse of another color right now.
Of course, but look, I think the track record of running backs being productive at UNC the last couple of years is there.
100%. 100% makes sense.
As long as he gets touches, as long as he gets a decent amount of touches, I think he can do stuff with them.
I like it. All right, before we get to our wideouts, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience DFS show is brought to you by PromoGuide.us. For all you sports bettors out there, I want to tell you about the best new way to increase your bankroll. It's called PromoGuide.us. Yes, at PromoGuide.us, you can get the biggest bonuses from all the best sports books in the country. We're talking $1,000 risk-free deposits, insane odd boost, and most importantly, the best analytics in the business. Plus tons of free picks as well. PromoGuide.us is your guide to start betting smart. Once again, that's PromoGuide.us. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of different players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. And it's truly a game changing product. Unlike anything else in the industry, they have this awesome brand new over under game, which I will key in on now. So you select two or more players, you pick the over or under based on their stat projection, and you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. Perfect example for me, I am taking Louisiana Tech quarterback Matthew Downing over 205.5 yards against Missouri tonight. I'm taking Alex Fontenot, the Colorado Buffaloes running back, over 51.5 yards against TCU on Friday night. I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. over 77.5 yards against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish on Saturday. If those hit, I'm going to win a bunch of money.
But you know, I got a couple of Saturday morning plays I can give out after we finish our lineup too.
There we go. Let's do it. So right now on your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. That's sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code SGP. Once again, sleeper.com/SGP for $100 match. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game you can think of under the sun. Pick'em, Survivor, Fantasy Pools. It is a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that simply you will not get anywhere else. And we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host our own SGPN Survivor contest. Yes, hop in now to reserve your spot. We're giving away $500 cash plus a $250 gift card to the SGPN store to the winner. Sign up today at play.runyourpool.com/SGP. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sling. It's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. You could pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. All right, we are back. DFS style. I'm loving it. So we're at wideouts. I think you went last. My top wideout's $5,900.
As is mine, which leads me to believe that it might be the same person.
Taking you to the former, this guy's a five-star recruit. His name is Rakeem Jarrett, and he's taking on the Maryland Terrapins. So,
well,
I'm sorry. He's taking on the Buffalo Bulls.
There you go.
Fade the Mac is live, and I think we're going to cash in some money personally. Give me Rakeem Jarrett. Great game script. I do worry about it a little bit here.
Yeah, you know, but I think if you do, roster Tagovailoa, it makes sense to stack. Once again, there's gonna be a lot of offense in this game, especially on the Maryland side. Really came into his own last year, catching over 60 balls for 829 yards and 5 touchdowns. Expect that touchdown number, especially, to go up this year. And yeah, I mean, you know, there is Dante Demas for $900 more expensive. He was their top receiver last year, got hurt. He's back. The two of these receivers together are electric. They're one of the best receiving cores in the nation. So grab one of them. I didn't have money for Demas, so I went Jarrett, but I think you want one of those two guys in your lineup.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I really like it. So that is my highest. So we had the same there. So my next highest price receiver, I'm taking you to Ann Arbor, Michigan. I have a Colorado State Ram. This guy was very familiar with this offense a year ago because he was in Reno, Nevada with Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy running the air raid there. Now they're all in Fort Collins. And look, if Michigan's up big, I do expect him to stay in there getting the reps. I have Torrey Horton. This is a guy who caught 52 passes a season ago for the Nevada Wolfpack. I think he's going to be the top receiver for Colorado State. So at 5,300, give me Torrey Horton.
I like it. I like it. Makes sense. Game script wise, Colorado State's going to have to pass to keep up. That's for sure.
I mean, their offense is passing too. So even if it's
right,
they're
just going to pass no matter what.
Yeah,
exactly. But a little bit of a question mark going up against that strong Michigan defense. So I went with a guy a couple hundred bucks more expensive, 5,700 BYU's Puka Nakau. Probably butchering that last name, but you know, and he is a little banged up, but it sounds like he's going to play. So that's something just to monitor. But here's a guy that had over 800 receiving yards last year, 6 touchdowns. Really, he had 4 games over 100 yards against Baylor, a really good Baylor team, 5 for 168 in a touchdown. This guy's explosive. The BYU offense is going to be explosive with Jaren Hall at quarterback. I think it makes sense to get one of those receivers. Maybe Gunnar Romney's in there in the mix too, but Puka was less expensive. So there you go.
I'd have to double check on this. But last night when I was looking, I think they're calling for thunderstorms in Tampa.
Always pay attention to weather too.
That's a good thing. Food for thought.
Friday night or Saturday morning. I mean, they're always calling for thunderstorms in Tampa, right? It's always possible.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in pretty much any game, it always makes sense Saturday morning and check the weather.
Yeah. All right. Well, I only got one guy left. Same with you.
Yep. Same with me.
I'm taking you to the Rose Bowl.
Oh,
Duke transfer. Jake Bobo. Look, Chip Kelly lost. They lost Dulcich. They lost Kyle Phillips. They need some wideouts.
Yep.
Old Faithful is Jake Bobo. I think he's actually going to probably be the security blanket for DTR. So against Bowling Green, I think this game will be close enough that he will play the whole game, I think. Give me Jake Bobo at $5,000.
I like it. I had him in my lineup, but at one point ended up taking him out. Couldn't afford him. I got to get a piece of this NC State ECU game. You know, I live in Raleigh. You're the ECU fan. So we got to have a taste of this. And I don't have much money left. So I'm going to grab the starting tight end. You know, I like to squeeze a tight end into my lineup here. And that is NC State's Trent Penix. You know, look, NC State lost their leading receiver from a year ago. So I know they got a couple other guys coming back, but Penix is one of them. He already has that rapport with the quarterback. So look, I mean, yeah, some nice games against Florida State, you know, 3 for 97 and a touchdown against Louisville, 3 for 55 and a touchdown. He is capable of having a decent game, a little bit of a gamble because he's a tight end, obviously, but I think it's worth the gamble at 3,500.
So my problem here is that, you know, you didn't play East Carolina's tight end, the better tight end. Yes. Ryan Jones, the Oklahoma Sooner transfer. This guy was the number 4 recruited or the number 4 ranked football player in the state of North Carolina coming out of high school. Watch out, mismatches again. I know NC State's got these great linebackers. We'll see in Greenville Saturday morning, baby. I can't wait to play. Come in, hop in. Remember, play DFS with us, folks. Okay, so now we have some NCAA football props. Do we want to do this still?
Yeah, I can throw out a couple here. If you go on Sleeper, you can do the over under, right?
Yeah. Yeah, go to do the over unders, guys. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty awesome that they're doing this, and they just released the Saturday lineups for some teams. So
one thing right off the bat that stands out to me is I like Dylan Gabriel over 254.5 passing yards.
Yes,
against UTEP. Like, again, he's probably not gonna play the whole game, but this guy could throw for 300 in the first half. The Oklahoma offense is gonna run through the minor defense. So that was the first one that kind of stood out to me, but let me just go through this and cause you got to pick what, 2 or 3, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could go all the way up to 20. I mean, you can but
at least 2, yeah. I guess you have to pick, right?
Yeah.
What about Cam Rising over 200 passing yards, Utah's quarterback?
I like it.
I mean, over 200, I think he can get that. That's not asking much of him.
I like it, but my only concern here is that when breaking down Florida and talking to people, I was on a Florida Gators podcast. They love their secondary. They're a bit concerned about the line of scrimmage from an offensive and defensive point of view.
Yeah.
And if Kyle Whittingham, I think that's like what he does great as a coach, is normally, even when they're down Utah teams, they normally win the line of scrimmage. Sure. And so he might say, you know what, we just need to run the shit out of the ball. But
sometimes the run can open up the pass.
Yeah.
Little play action, you know. And then let me throw out one more, because you got to go with the trifecta. Picking two, I mean, come on. How about Jordan Addison under 98.5?
I like it, because once again, he might be sitting out. If they're up big against the Rice Owls, he might be sitting out.
There's a lot of mouths to feed. You know, he's not going to be, you know, the one man show at wide receiver like he was at Pitt. So look, nobody's doubting his abilities. I just think he may only play a half, and there's other receivers, you know, that transferred into USC as well. So give me the under on Jordan Addison, 98.5.
There we go. And look, I gave out some on the sleeper ad read, but I'll add into some. Jarek Broussard, over 64.5 yards rushing against Western Michigan. Come on.
I like that.
That's a lock. Like
that. Is that a Saturday game or a Thursday?
That's
game?
A Friday that's night, a Friday night, okay. But yeah. still, I do like that play. I am also, I mean, I even think, I think you can, am I crazy for thinking Grant Wells is going to throw for over 219? Quarterback of Virginia Tech.
You're probably right. I mean, I think Virginia Tech's ground game is probably going to be more effective than the passing game, but that's not asking a whole lot up against a very questionable Old Dominion defense.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Xavien Valade over 75 rush yards against an FCS team in the Northern Arizona Lumberjacks?
Definitely. Sign me up. Yeah. I had a couple for Friday night too. Let me see if I can pull those up, because I was just focusing on Saturday since we were doing the Saturday slate, but might as well. How about Matthew Downing, the quarterback of La Tech, over 207?
Yeah, I'm on that one. That's one I gave out on the ad read. And
Did you? Okay.
No, but that's okay for you to play that too, man. That's why this app is so fantastic. Once again, folks, sleeper.com/SGP. Use the promo code SGP. You'll get a free $100 match on your first deposit. How about, do we trust Ohio State's defense yet? Like, I'm laying the points with Ohio State, but Tyler Buchner, you can either do over 1.5 passing touchdowns, or you can do over 227 passing yards. This pass defense was terrible last year. So I think it's worth taking the shot. I don't think Notre Dame is going to get, like, I think they're going to be able to score some points. I expect Notre Dame to at least be in the 20s. So who's going to score for them? I understand they're thin at wide receiver, but they have Michael Maher.
Exactly, a proven quarterback as far as passing. You know, he's dangerous with his legs, but I do expect the Buckeye defense to be stronger this year. I'm going to stay away from that. I mean, if you tell me, like, which way do you think he's going to go, over or under that, I'd say over, but I don't know if I feel strongly enough to make it one of my picks.
Okay.
What about Stroud? 334? I mean,
I'll take the under.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he could crack 300, but Notre Dame is still a good defense. I mean, they brought in the transfer at safety from Northwestern, who's a baller.
Brandon Joseph.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of like the under on Stroud.
What do you think about Daniel Richardson, Central Michigan? Now, this game is going on tonight, so I guess maybe we find one for the weekend, but
Dominic Richardson.
No, Daniel Richardson. The quarterback is Daniel Richardson for Central Michigan. Dominic Richardson is the running back for.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually like the Dominic Richardson play of over 90.5 yards.
Well, Daniel Richardson over 195 yards passing.
I like that too, because I think Oklahoma State is going to really, you know, focus on Lou Nichols, the running back for Central Michigan, really try to shut him down. And I think Central Michigan is going to be effective enough on offense to, you know, to score some points. So I like the over on that. Yep.
And I do like Spencer Sanders rushing over 40 yards against Central Michigan. Let's go there. Sometimes they even run some speed option with him.
Yeah.
So I like that. But all this is available, folks. Sleeper.com/SGP. This app is fantastic. They do this for every sport, and it's not only college football. So get in there, check that stuff out, folks. Remember, subscribe to the College Football Experience because we do DFS shows all year long. Aside from that, we pick every single Division I football game against the spread. Yes, we've been doing this shit for years. Every college basketball game on the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe to the College Football Experience, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Once again, give him a follow because he will tweet out, come play the jump in the contest with us. Only a couple bucks. It's from Trash Talking Rights. I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast and also the Discord channel. We talk college football year round in the Discord channel, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience DFS show. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.